I am here with Kristen from Diva Donations Formal Clothing Closet. And I've got to tell you, Kristen, everywhere I've been in my career, I've been fortunate enough to work with an organization that does something similar. It may not be the exact same thing, but the mission is the same. And I think it is so amazing in every community, but particularly here in the Valley. Give us just kind of the intro rundown of the Diva Donations Formal Clothing Closet.
So Diva Donations is a formal clothing closet where girls from in school age all the way to college can come and get a dress, shoes, jewelry, hygiene products, foundation wear, flowers, and makeup in exchange for 2 hours of volunteer service helping any 501c3 charity. So they will come. We do ask a deposit when they come. It's a $35 deposit for a short dress and a $50 deposit for a long dress. But if they do 2 hours of volunteer service helping any 501c3 charity, they get all their money back. That's our Kindy Currency program.
That's incredible. One of the big things is obviously formal clothes can be very expensive, but I think what we're starting to see now, where traditionally it was just a cost barrier, now we're kind of starting to see an access barrier too, because a lot of the places that carry these formal gowns and dresses, they are also shrinking because they're going online. You're seeing a lot less of the walk-in, try it on, see it in the window, and then see it on you opportunities. So I think it's really great that you guys are kind of bringing that back a little bit for people to be able to have that same opportunity. What kind of mission drives an organization like this?
Our mission is we are here to relieve financial stress on families in our community. We are here to empower the girls to realize that they can help themselves, encourage them to give back to their community, and hopefully expose them to opportunities to recognize, to grow in leadership skills and civic responsibility as far as making the world a better place by doing your part.
Kristen, when you're setting up a big undertaking like this, this mission is very wide. What compels you to do it right here in the Valley? Because obviously there's, you know, you could go anywhere with this idea. This is not a location specific. It'll only work in this place and not the other place. You know, why was it so important for you to give back here locally?
I am a mother of 5 children, 4 girls and 1 boy, twin girls at the very end. But they had friends. And their friends were being raised by grandmas or aunts or uncle. And we recognized at the time that there were struggles. You know, somebody on a fixed income, they don't have the extra money to pay. And so my daughter and I, would go to thrift stores and buy dresses. So when my daughter got ready to move out of the house at, like, I want to say she was 21, she had 15 dresses in her closet.
Wow.
Yeah. And so that's kind of how it started. Is I just put a post on Facebook that said, prom's coming. If anybody needs a dress, let me know. And if anybody has a dress, let me know. And I ended up with 200 dresses in 3 months.
Wow.
And I really knew that, like, there was something really pressing on my heart. I'm supposed to do something with this.
Yeah.
And that's how it started. And we've been doing it for 15 years. And it's all volunteer.
Wow, that's incredible. That's incredible.